This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Good evening, Lizzie.
Good evening. How hot is it here?
It's getting hot in here.
Gonna take off all my clothes. No.
Please don't.
I won't do that. It would have any effect on you if I did, Stephen Lang. Hello, everyone. Welcome to FUBAR Radio. And what a show. Another
jam-packed
mega show we have
once again have no time to talk about the gossip, Lizzie. I tell you, it's just every
week
now.
We're gonna have to find time because we have to talk about the gossip. There's so much of it. But I'm really happy to say we have my very dear friend and star of Celebrity Big Brother, Samantha Fox.
That is terribly exciting.
Here,
fresh from her Loose Women appearance this afternoon.
Did you watch on Loose Women?
Of course I did. She was talking about doing Playboy magazine, all these different things.
Wow,
yeah.
Good. No, she'd be... Well, she's got to do it.
Playboy at 50.
Gotta
do it. Gotta do it.
Come on, Sam.
So yeah, we're gonna have Sam in first.
We've got Sam straight away. We've got great guests. We've also got psychic Lee Weinberg, who's gonna sort of tell us who his Big Brother winner is.
Okay.
And the dynamics and what's making them tick.
As long as it's not Bear, I'm happy.
Oh, I think he could do it, you know.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it.
He's you'd hate to be in that house with him, but yep. He is TV gold to watch because he's just, when they all get on, it's a bit boring.
That's true. And yeah, I mean, you do want the fights and the butt. I just think he's an arsehole and someone like that to win. I'm sorry, Lizzie,
you know,
but you
what
know
he's like when he hears things said about him. He'll come and get you.
I don't care.
He'll pour tomatoes on your bedspread.
I have to get past security at my apartment, Lizzie, first.
No, we've got great guests, haven't we? We've got a bumper pack show. So are we going to play a little track and then we're going to get on?
Yeah, I think we are. We're going to play a quick track and then...
We've got Samantha.
We've got Samantha. Not for long, though.
We've
got to remember that.
Please, tweet in now all your questions for Samantha Fox.
On your ways, front way, back way. You know that I don't play. Street's not safe, but I never run away. Even when I'm away, OT, OT. There's never much love when we go OT. I pray to make it back in one piece. I pray That's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Baby, I like you so.
Strength and guidance. All that I'm wishing for my friends. Nobody makes it from my ends. I had to bust up the silence. You know you gotta stick by me. Soon as you see the text, reply me. I don't wanna spend time fighting. We got no time and that's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. Higher powers taking hold on me.
Are you feeling nice and chill after that, Lizzie?
I'm so chilled. And it's cool in this studio.
Well, it is for you sitting underneath the air conditioning.
I've changed my seat so I can get cool. I've got too many clothes on today, actually.
Makes a change.
excuse me.
We've got our first guest.
Oh, I'm so excited because let me tell you, she is an incredible woman, but she's also an incredible friend. Aww. And she can play football. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Yes, indeed.
Sam, are you there?
Sam Fox. Hello, Sam.
Lizzie.
Oh, you're out. Yeah. Darling.
Oh, I'll be seeing you soon, babe.
I can't wait to see you and give you a big hug. I mean,
I think you need it after that experience. Blimey.
What an experience,
yeah. Sam. Not bear hugs.
No,
no bear hugs,
normal
baby.
Hugs would be nice.
Can you tell us, darling Sam, because you are the sweetest girl, but how did you not, I mean, keep your cool with that man bear? I mean, what was it like?
Been in the business a lot, you know, quite long now,
yeah.
Lizzie,
yeah.
As you know.
As I do.
And I've had to put up with a lot of people like that in my life, and just got, you know, when he had a go, I just had a go back, as you do, even though he said I sat on the fence, I thought, oh, you...
Yeah. You can swear on the show.
Yeah, you can.
Sam,
can
I?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
oh,
swear.
You bullshit, aren't you? For a penis, I think I've said. And, no, COVID, of course, because of my experience in the business, and I've had to cope with a lot worse, let's put it that way.
Yeah, I know, but he was relentless. Watching it, even my boy said, my God, Mum, I've never seen anyone like it. Mm. Or,
yeah.
I mean, is he acting, or is that the real bear, do you think?
No, I think, unfortunately, it's the real one.
Oh, my God.
God, how, can you imagine being like that 24-7, though? Just so aggy all the time with everyone. It's just a nightmare.
Oh, I mean, I don't know if Chloe had put up with it.
What Chloe? I mean,
and his poor girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, Lily.
I was already in tears because I love your mum, as you know. And when your mum walked in, I know how close you are.
Yeah.
Your donuts are falling off your head. And I just
mind your donuts. Mind your donuts.
Mind your donuts. She was saying, I thought, Sam, that must have been so emotional seeing Mum.
Oh, do you know what, Lizzie? It gave me the lift I needed because I had been bullied and goaded by a bear quite a lot for the first 2 weeks. Especially when I put Lewis up, he went, I can't believe. He's your mate on the outside world. And I went, let's get this straight, mate. I met him 30 years ago when he was 13 with a skateboard and he was really chubby. That's the only reason I remember him. And why would a 30-odd-year-old woman have a friendship with a 13-year-old? So shut it now.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I thought you gave it back, and I didn't understand
him
saying you were sitting on the fence.
Sit on the fence. I didn't sit on the fence.
No, I don't think you did, actually.
I didn't think you did. I didn't think you did, Sam. And
no, I never. And I was myself in there till day one, till the end.
Yeah, I know, and I actually had money on you. Win. I did.
Oh.
I know, darling. You pay me when I see you, darling. Buy me a nice little glass of wine.
I think we should all vote Bear because I think he's going to win.
Don't say it. Don't say it, Sam.
I
honestly
don't think it can happen. Please.
I think
you
Frankie.
Will.
I'm hoping Frankie for the win.
Watch this space.
And anyone there you got particularly close to? Because there was dramas. Every episode there were dramas.
Yeah.
I don't know whether they have you watched anything back yet, Sam.
No, babe. I haven't had time. I mean, the night I got out, I went straight home to Mummy's, stayed with Mummy the night. The next day, I didn't get up till about 1 o'clock. I needed sleep. I was very tired. And then my friend Peter Martin, who's produced, I'll talk about that later, he stayed the night and he made me a lovely roast dinner. Oh,
I know. There's nothing like home comforts, a nice roast.
A British roast. And
nice cold glass of white wine. No bear in your ear. It's bliss.
Oh, what? And it was a lovely night. And we played music. I missed music so much.
Mm-hmm. They play the same old songs, don't they, as well, when you do get a party.
Yeah. But I just miss listening to the music that I love. Do you know what I mean? And you know, and I didn't even go on my phone, actually, that night, to be honest.
Oh, I bet you just wanted to switch.
I did.
Totally.
I know,
bet you
I didn't get my phone back that night.
Oh, God.
And and I got it back yesterday, and I forgot how to use it.
But is that not quite nice, like a digital detox?
I don't think I cope with that.
But I was trying to put something on Instagram today and Facebook, which I did, and I was like, oh, something's changed.
What do your thumbs do? Your thumbs and your fingers.
But Sam, is it that bad in that way? Because I can't imagine. The one that got me was Heavy D, because he was so full on, and as you said, he snored like an old tractor.
I bet.
He was hard work.
He was sleeping next to me for the first week, right?
That was a bad choice of bed.
Well, my agent said to me, as soon as them doors open, you run to the bed that you want. So obviously I ran to the single bed because I didn't want to share with anybody. And so I ran to this single bed, and then Evie D jumped on the double bed.
Broke every
spring.
Bit of wood under it. I don't know where it was from. Anyway, so in the night, I've got earplugs in. Thank God they let us have earplugs. But I could still hear him through the earplugs. Oh. And my ear was getting blow-dried naturally.
Oh, that's so gross.
When he got up for a pee in the night, it was like an earthquake.
Like a horse. As well.
And then, when he left, Bear hooked up with Chloe, and I thought, no, there's going to be sex going on next to me, and I can't bear that.
No.
I don't really want to be around that sort of shit.
No,
of
course you don't.
So I went and slept with Ricky for 10 nights.
He seems like a nice boy.
He's a lovely. I want Ricky to win.
Oh, bless you, Sam. Because you've had a lot of different relationships. Like Rennie is a funny one. Because one minute I like her, the next minute I'm thinking, oh, that's a bit. She seems to change a bit, you know. And
she's up and down.
Very up and down.
Up and down. But I got on all right with her. I understood her because obviously I've lived in America and I've got American friends and. And I watched Mob Wives, I must admit, it was a good show to watch. I mean, if you want to see reality, that is true reality. Mm. Mob Wives, there's no... It's like, what you see is what you get. And Myra used to be a big fan of Mob Wives, and I'd be in the bath some days, and then she'd go, Mob Wives is on! And I'd run down naked and watch Mob Wives.
She really liked the fact that I said that. And what about the others, though, Sam? Because there were some characters. I mean, Aubrey's been very vocal. I don't know whether you got to see last night, but with Bear, I mean, she's... telling you
she's
it is.
Well pissed off, yeah.
You can see it. I mean, that cake in the face. But then again, you said on your eviction night about the water bottle in your eye. Mm. That's pretty awful.
Oh, Lizzie, I can't tell you.
Oh, don't.
And what I will say, Channel 5 probably couldn't show it, and I'm saying it again, is because it's such a dangerous magician trick that if kids tried it at home, it could blind somebody.
Wow.
I couldn't see for 4 hours. I really felt that I didn't have vision out of my right eye for about 4 hours. The contact lens flew to the back of my eye. Every time I opened it, it was like there was like a load of sand in it. It was red. It was awful. I wore an eye patch for about 4 or 5 hours. But I can't blame Channel 5 for showing it because I would not want kids to try this at home.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
That is crazy.
The fact that that happened. Yeah. So, do you have any regrets?
I got over it, and I can still. I've still got another one.
But you look beautiful. I have to say, throughout,
Thank you.
Without your makeup. You look stunning, seriously, Sam.
And it's all natural, Lizzie.
It is natural, babes. I know it is. I know. I've seen you in the flesh, darling.
I can still wrinkle up my face. And I know you're still natural. Lizzie, I've missed you, babe.
I've missed you, Sam. Do you know what? They kept saying you're competitive. I felt like saying, you should play in a bloody football match with her. We did Celebrity Soccer 6. Of course we are. Listen, what it's about, though.
I was in a game.
Exactly.
I was in a competition. And I just kept thinking about the Olympics and gold medals, and I wanted to win the gold medals for Great Britain.
Of course, my darling.
Always doing it for Britain, Sam, aren't you?
I know.
Exactly.
So we've heard this, you've re-recorded Touch Me.
Yeah, it's amazing, right? when I was in there, the downloads of the old Touch Me was unbelievable. It get downloaded after I performed it in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So my friend Peter Martin and James Herr, great producers. Peter Big Martin being my friend for the last 30 years, done loads of remixes for like, I can't begin. Done the remix, like he done the music, which is really up to date.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday, I went in and sang it after 30 years, and well, obviously I've sang it a lot better because 30 years ago I was I'm 50.
Oh, 20.
There you go.
But you look half your age. You look half your age. When you sung that, my boys just went, "Oh, that's amazing!" Because you sung it on the show. My boys were like,
"You know what happened? I'll tell you a funny thing. They called me in the diary room and they said about singing it, and I said, "Can you play me it, please?" And they played me a karaoke version, and the octave was so high. Like, touch me. If I'd have sang it like that, I would have sounded like Minnie Mouse. And I said, can you lower the octave?
Yeah.
And they said, yeah, we'll lower the octave. But on the night, it was about three octaves lower. So it was, full moon in the city, and the night was young, I was hungry for love.
It was a bit like drag queen-y.
A really bad Elvis.
You were really
friendly
low.
Impersonator.
You sounded good to me, darling. You look fantastic.
Yeah.
Sounded great.
So I did the vocal yesterday. It's fresh, it's new, it's up to date. And that's why I went in the house, to reach a new generation. And
well, I think you have. Because my youngest boy, Sam, who has met you at the football and various things, was just like, wow, he was like, they both loved you. And I think you have reached out to a new kind of generation of people.
I agree.
That's what I wanted to do, Lizzie. I've been out of the country so many years, working abroad. Obviously, the Page-Free tag has lasted for 30 years. And it's about time. I don't regret Page-Free, no, not by any means, because it's a fantastic thing.
Of course.
But it's time for the industry to wake up.
Yeah.
And I've sold 30-odd million records around the world, so wake up.
It's
great
true. When I went to Germany, that was the only thing they would say, you know Sam Fox? I was like, actually, I do. I was like, yeah.
Well, she plays on our football team.
I know, you jumped on my back. It's not been the same since when we scored.
And
remember?
You know what made me laugh about you, Lizzie?
What?
I said, what football boots you got on? You went, the only ones I could wear was my son's, and they're 3 sizes too small. And I went, you're going to be a lot of help, aren't you?
Do you remember that? And the other ones were my ex-husband's that were three sizes too big.
Oh, help me now. But I think we won that football
we
match.
We won that game. Do you remember with Monkey?
Yeah. Monkey was in goal.
Oh, she was so
funny. That
was
so hilarious because...
She'd had too many lagers before the match. Did a George Best.
She crossed her knees, do you remember? And the boy hilarious. Her knees. She had this terrible scab.
I wish I was there for this. This sounds incredible.
We've got to do it again. And can I ask you, who do you feel... Oh, there's Bear. I can hear a call coming through. Who's going to win?
I bet. Really
I'm sorry. And you're so sweet to come on the show. I know
it's
how busy
okay.
you are.
I love you, Liz.
I know you love me. I love you. But who's... going to win this, seriously, in your heart? Who do you think's your top three?
Listen, I've got to go with the Brits here, obviously.
Yeah.
And I want Ricky to win.
Yeah. Woo, Ricky!
He's genuine.
Yeah.
He's himself.
Yeah.
He looked after me.
Oh, that's good.
He was a gentleman. He's been... Nothing's...
No, sinister.
Got to him.
Yeah.
People might say, he's sitting on... But he's not sitting on the fence, right? He's definitely not. He's just being... Ricky is Ricky. And he's just totally chilled and cooled.
He's a cool
totally
dude.
Totally chilled and cool.
I've got
person,
high hopes.
And that's the way he is.
I just would be heartbroken if Bear does do it. I know at times he's been entertaining.
Well, of course.
Because people like a ruck to watch.
Lizzie, at the end of the day, I weren't going to go down that route of being outrageous and this, that and the other just to win a show. All I went in there to be myself and people to see who I was as a person.
And you did it.
And I wasn't going to start being like some sort of actress or giving some pretense.
You were yourself, Sam. You're the Sam I knew outside. You were the Sam, you know. And I said, there's my Sam. I said, she's herself. And I'm very good friends also with James Whale. And I thought he was himself.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously, I know Biggins. Shame what happened with Biggins. But
I don't really know what happened yet, to be honest.
Well,
that's a tough one.
That's a tough one. We won't go down that path, Sam.
The first thing I thought of, because he talked about his mum so much, and she was 95. And I just thought, oh, my God, for about 2 or 3 days, oh, I hope nothing's happened to his mum.
Yeah.
He loves his mum so much. And then I thought of Neil, his boyfriend. I've known Biggins since I was 17.
Oh, I know.
So I weren't... Nobody, like...
No.
...really knows why. I've got a little bit of feedback today, but I'm not going to comment on it because...
No.
But you know what, Sam?
You've come out. You were my winner. I'll be honest. I'll put a bet on you. I don't part with money easily. And you were my winner. And you were just so lovely. And can I say, Myra would be so proud of you. I kept thinking that the whole way through because I'd normally be texting her when you're doing stuff. And
well, she was my angel in there.
I think so too. Bless
she
you.
She really was.
But I'm happy.
And I've got her on my finger, tattooed for life. So.
Wonderful
you
woman.
Know, she's with me and she really wanted me to do that show. She said, Sam, I know you're really... This is the last 30 years, all I've done is... I mean, it's been brilliant, obviously. Working in America, working abroad,
yeah,
Europe, Asia, everywhere. And she knows that as I'm getting... I am 50, help me now.
Well,
and my mum's getting older, and I want to be at home a lot more, and
yeah,
I want to work in the country that I love.
Exactly, with your family and friends.
And
you are so loved. But, you know, she was with you, and I really felt that throughout, actually, Sam. I have to say, though, getting emotional thinking about it, you know how much I love you,
babe.
Would you? Yeah, I did. I thought that. I thought that many times, and there was a time when you looked quite upset, and I thought, oh, she's Myra's with you. You know, I felt that. Actually watching the show.
Aww.
And you're such a sweet girl, Sam, so well done.
And
thank you. I can't wait to see, because I hear you might be doing a bit of, is that right, Loose Women today?
Yeah, you're on Loose Women today.
Yeah, I was on this morning.
And
yeah,
you've been doing so much. Are we going to see you in Playboy?
Well,
for the 50th celebration.
I would love to do Playboy at 50. Joan Collins done it, Farrah Fawcett, I think. Oh, I don't know, loads of people did it at 50. And apparently, it said in the paper today, I've got the best breasts in the house. Which is a quote taken out of context, as it, you know, as normal.
Without doubt.
Aubrey came in to do my dress up and put my microphone on the back. And she went, oh, my God, for 50, I've never seen such incredible breasts. And I went, it's all
that
the breast stroke I do love.
They are incredible. God, and I love what you said to Chloe, because, you know, you actually said page 3 was art. It was when she was doing all that lap dancing. Do you remember?
Oh,
and
I think it's good, though, you know. You've got to show what you're about, and you did that, so...
Listen, you know, there's a thin line you don't cross in this business, and it's being artistic or there's being tacky.
Exactly.
And I don't think I ever crossed that line.
No, you didn't.
Tacky.
No, you definitely didn't.
I was the
always
girl
being classy.
Next door, with a smile on my face with a lovely pair of tits. That's it.
Well, on that note, Sam.
On that note, darling.
Touch me!
Can we play a little bit of Touch Me?
We've got a clip of
the...
It
will be the exclusive.
Oh, we've got
so,
the exclusive clip.
Yeah, I did the vocal yesterday, and it'll be available on iTunes in 3 or 4 days.
Oh, Sam, well,
awesome.
I'm off to get it now. Well, I love you dearly, and I'm going to see you for a good drink.
All right, gorgeous.
We'll sort it out. Love you, Sam.
Bye.
Well
love
done.
You both.
Thanks,
love you.
Sam.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
And here we have the exclusive clip. This is very exciting.
Woo.
Touch me, I wanna feel your body, your heartbeat. Radio presents
Sarah Love and Mike Stiggy.
Welcome to the show, Pharaoh Munch.
Yes.
So what, do you have any tips on how you sober up then?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, dude, I just like slap the shit out of myself. Really, like for real, I slapped myself a couple of times.
Oh, I should have done that, man.
I should have just slapped the black off
me. Yeah, I should have slapped the black
off. And then he comes and knocks on my door. Wake up.
And slaps the shit out of you.
I don't answer.
You know, no. You know what's happening next.
Keep the curtains closed.
Every Monday,
Sarah Love and Mike Stiggy.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
He calls me the devil, I make him wanna sin. Every time I knock, he can help but let me in. Must be homesick for the real, all the real estate gets. He probably still adore me, with my hands around your neck. Can you feel the warmth, yeah? As my kiss goes down, you like some sweet alcohol. Where I'm coming from, yeah, a darker side of me that makes you feel so numb. Cause I like hell to burn when I'm not, then you're by yourself. Am I the answer to your prayers? I'll give you the pleasure heaven, I'll give it to you hotter than hell, hotter than hell. You're my matter from heaven, we all gotta get fed. Can't let me know I'm wanted, can't let me in your head. I'm not here to make a deal, but it's praise that I get. You ain't gonna walk free, boy, not finished with you yet, no. Can you feel the warmth, yeah? As my kiss goes down, you like some sweet alcohol. Where I'm coming from, yeah, the darkest side of me that makes you feel so numb. Cause I like hell to burn when I'm not, then you're by yourself. Am I the answer to your prayers? I'll give you the pleasure heaven, I'll give it to you hotter than hell, hotter than hell.
To be honest, I was thinking
never
the exact same thing,
never
Lizzie.
True a word spoken.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
Let me just say something. How lovely is Sam? And people don't realise she lost her closest partner in under a year and gone in there. And you've got to be pretty strong.
She's a strong lady, and you can tell that by the way she speaks. And you know, she's and that new track.
I love
that
it.
New version. I'm telling
Man,
you,
I'm
I am feeling
that.
Touch Me 2016. Right,
I'm gonna buy it.
So from Big Brother to more Big Brother.
Well, we've got
we're very lucky today.
We are very, very lucky, and we have medium Psychic to the Stars, Lee Wiber, in this actual studio.
In the studio, hi Lee.
Hello, everyone.
Hi Lee.
Hello.
And Lee, you're going to suss out for us a bit these characters in the Celebrity Big Brother house. And we've got to start with the man himself,
the infamous
Bear.
Stephen Bear.
Bear.
Oh, do you feel he's got a career after this?
Hopefully not. But yes, probably.
I just feel with him that he always got to be in his comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
So if you notice, he's always jumping on his zebra. as he's away from everybody else and trying to be overpowering.
Yeah.
And if he's not there, he's in the smoking area. So mm-hmm. he's always hiding from one place to the other.
That's an interesting thought. I hadn't thought of that, actually.
And yeah. if you think of his lucky charm that he got to carry around, which the argument was about last night, one of the arguments was about last night, mm-hmm. he's very superstitious and he's very frightened of his own future. Mm. And I don't feel now he's gone, as much as I can see the younger girls fancy him, I don't feel he got such a good future. Definitely.
I kind of agree, because he's not Katie Hopkins, so he's not intelligent. Do you know what I mean?
He can't write a column yeah. or be politically no. funny or witty.
And there's plenty of these kind of guys around, I think.
Shelf life, then, is limited, you're saying, Lee?
I think the next year is going to be hard work for him to Ooh. Get anywhere at all.
Ooh.
I feel he'll have a couple of chat shows, and that's going to be aimed on the Swanee.
Wow. So an appearance on This Morning. Oh. Maybe a Radio 1 appearance.
He'll be losing more than his mask then, won't he?
Yeah. he better keep his mask for when he comes out to hide himself, because I don't feel that any studios are going to pick him up pretty quick.
Interesting.
So he's sort of shot himself in the foot, though he is entertaining, and it has been the bare show, hasn't it? Mm-hmm. It has been all about him. It's not done himself any favours for the future.
I think, and the last, if you see him, he's hiding himself away from these women now. He knows that he's gone a bit too far.
Mm. Is there a future for him and the Chloe that he met in the house?
I don't feel there is, really, no.
Oh.
Do you?
Gosh, well, he keeps talking about her, and when his ex walked in, Lily, who I felt quite sorry for, to be honest.
She knows what she's doing.
He said she's trying to sell her clothes range, but I did feel sorry for her. Felt quite emotional. Am I soppy?
Well, I think he kind of seemed to have forget that she existed as soon as he went in the house, didn't he? Mm. And they'd done an exclusive shoot with OK magazine.
You what?
The week before. How? Just days into it, he was.
Have you printed
all over
it?
Yeah, it was in the mag a couple of weeks ago. Of course.
Of course.
Of course, Lizzie.
But she's gone cold on him, though. So there's no future. I don't feel there's much of a future there.
Interesting. Mm. Who's next? Who should we speak about next?
Rennie. Now, Rennie's an interesting one, because the Mop's wives, she's very hard, will speak out and say, don't mess with me. But then in the diary room, like last night, she's in tears and she
cries.
Very sensitive.
She hides her face, doesn't she? She doesn't like people seeing her cry. She doesn't like her soft side being showed. She tries
it's like
to
a weakness.
Yeah, very much so, like a weakness. Because of what she surrounds herself in, yeah, it's too much of a weakness. And she's very guarded. Normally in her life, she's a very guarded person. So to be around all these people and have these arguments around her all the time, it don't show her very good.
Yeah, I can understand.
But you'd
that.
Think, though, if she, you know, going out with a mobster, it's not exactly a chilled out life, is it?
No, it isn't. And I know a few of those. It certainly isn't. But I feel she's kind of hard, but there's a soft...
There's a very soft side to her.
Mm.
And you can go out with someone, but you don't have to be like them, do you? So
that's true.
I think she puts on the big front, but really we've seen it since she's in there how weak she is as a person, really. Mm. And she stands up, but she can be quite bullied. That's why she cries a lot.
Mm. And she's probably been bullied by the men.
That's true. Well, I don't know. Sometimes you don't bully those kinds of women. You know what I mean? They're the matriarchs and those...
I don't think she'd be bullied, because she wouldn't be able to go in there otherwise. And I think she can fight her own battle when she's out of a situation like this. But if you think they're with each other morning to night, so they've got to lick up to each other after an argument, really. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And she doesn't like being vulnerable.
So do you think there's much of a future for her here, or do you think it will just be straight back to the US?
Yeah, she's gone back home.
Bye.
she's on the next.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Now, you saw last night Aubrey, what did Aubrey really do? She's a singer. She kept saying what she did. Medicine. You know, I did that.
She was in a band that was managed by P. Diddy. That was her thing.
She kept on saying she had gold albums, didn't she?
Yes. Oh, yeah. What I've done. I don't think that's attractive in someone when they keep... I mean, I don't go around telling everyone I was in Celebrity Coach Trip, do I? So what do you think of her future, Lee? How is she going to do in this? Is she going to be in the top three, or...?
I think she'll be up there, but I don't think she'll be in the top three. And to be honest, I think, yes, she might have had a golden album, but she hasn't got it now, has she? so she needed to go in there to get extra work. So
she did give a lot of stick up Bear, which in some ways made you feel a bit sorry for him, because she kept going on. He said, "Oh, I've come from nothing," and then she went, "Well, we've all come from nothing, but I've got this and that." And you know, you kind of feel, you got no money, I got money in my bag.
I think he was a bit.
Do you like that impression?
That's a good one, yeah.
That's a good point. You can always go back to roofing.
Yeah.
I need a roofer at the minute. I've got a leak. Talking about the roof, not anywhere else. Lee?
Sorry,
what's her future?
Well, what are the cards saying for her?
What's the cards? Let's have a look what the cards think.
I love this.
She's going back around the world, so she's going back home.
Oh, going back home.
Bye-bye.
But I do feel her career will pick back up at home. So she is coming out good at home.
Well, that she goes out with someone famous in America, Paulie D from Jersey Shore. So potentially, as long as that keeps going over there, you know, maybe she'll do an Australian version. You know, she could end up, you know,
she's going to make us have good money. She's definitely going to make us have good money. She did push it a bit too far last night, and she was
upset about the cake in the face. Can I say, I had that done to me. It was my birthday, and as I went to blow the candles, some oaf pushed my face down. I remember thinking, I don't want to cry.
It's different when you're dressed up for your birthday than when you're in the Big Brother house and you're playing games on each other. It's a bit. She did
cake for a cake. What do you say?
She did go a bit too far.
Pie for a pie.
But she is going to be. She's going to make it. Good things coming out of her.
Good for Aubrey. But she does half look at herself in the mirror. I thought I was bad. Jeepers.
I don't think anyone's worse than you.
Put the lip gloss down. No, she did stop. I do when I'm driving. It's automatic.
You text, pick gloss, a lip gloss on,
Lizzie. I stuck on eyelashes today on the way in as I was driving on the A406. Darling, the next one we have to talk about is
let's get Frankie.
Yeah, actually.
Get the Americans done.
Let's get the Americans out of the way. Frankie.
Little Frankie. Yes, he's playing a bit of a game, but he's playing it quite clever, little Frankie. He knows what he's doing, and he's doing it in good steps, but he's coming off in a good light with people. A lot of people like him, I feel.
I'm a fan.
Yeah, my boys automatically loved him, and my youngest, who's a big macho footballer, you know, 16, I thought, oh, you're not going to like Frankie. He loves Frankie.
Well, he's funny, and he's inoffensive. He's not like...
He's trying to keep the peace a bit too much, where you can think you're double standards and being a little bit two-faced. But is he two-faced, or is he just trying to keep the peace and be a nice guy?
I think when you're there all the time, you are stuck in there for 24 hours a day. I just feel... He's going to be in the running, one of the top running.
That's what the cards are saying.
And I feel it as well.
Top three. And he does have a very famous sister that I want to interview.
Who he has.
Does he?
So I will be very nice to him.
She has put a Snapchat out saying, please vote for my bro, Frankie, I love him. And I think that probably, there's a certain kind of kid that would be like, fine, I'm voting for Frankie.
No, my boy was like, I love her, and I think they look really similar, and I like him.
Yeah.
And my son is wanting Frankie to win.
Interesting.
I think
I think he's going to do well. Ricky. Now, Ricky's a funny one, because Ricky, for me, though Sam, and I'm very similar to Sam, absolutely adores him. My friend James Whale adored him. For me, I felt he was a bit dull and not giving enough for a TV show.
I feel Ricky hasn't given the best. I don't think he wants to disappoint himself. He doesn't want to leave himself down at all.
Yep.
He hasn't disgraced himself. He's going to come out. He knows he's going to walk out into a very good career. He's going to go back up in back up in his work. So I think Ricky played it very safe. But I can't see him being a winner.
Do you think the future's bright for him? Because
definitely.
He did say he's had a bit of a tough time in there.
Well, no one would pick him up, would they? Yeah.
Well, after he came out to
BeastEnders. He had depression.
Because after he came out to BeastEnders, we didn't see him. But he's coming back up. He's showing up as the sun, and he's coming back up shining. He'd be hanging about a bit, but he is going to start.
Hanging about where? Around the boys' toilet.
I'd be down there waiting for him.
He's not your type, Lee.
But he's showing very, very Very good.
And what do you think of Marnie? Because that's an interesting one. Lewis has left and she doesn't seem to be missing him so much now, does she?
Well, there was a clip today of him calling up the house and she got very upset when she heard his voice. But they do share a manager, so let's keep it, you know.
Let's keep it real. Nothing wrong with sharing a manager. Yep,
Marnie, very emotional, Marnie, at the moment, bless her. Wait till she come out, she'll be off with somebody else.
There's Geordie Shorecast.
I do see a relationship with Marnie.
Interesting.
A relationship. Is that Lewis there you have on your card? Let me just say to all the listeners.
The Ten of Cups, is that?
That's the ten of Cups. I'm jealous. I've only got two here. Very good with your cards, Lee. So there's a relationship with Lewis.
And there's Marnie being very emotional at the moment. Oh. So we can see the Ten of Cups is right up for the two of them.
Interesting. I do think they probably do like one another. I can see the why they would.
But I think they'll make a career together when they're floating around.
That's true. That's true. They could be the new Steph and Jeremy, your favourite people, Lizzie.
Yeah.
You know, you love a bit of Steph Davis and Jeremy McConnell, don't you?
Lies. Don't get me started.
I'm a fan. You know, we've had this disagreement.
Look,
many
I'm glad
a time.
The pregnancy's real and it's all happening and she's happy because I see her little tweets coming every 5 minutes. But what was that about? Seriously, Jeremy.
Oh. Who knows? But that's what I'm saying. Lewis and Marnie, the new Jeremy and Steph.
They seem more genuine.
Yeah, I would say that. They're more down to earth, aren't they?
And James Well, who's a very dear friend, said Lewis is a nice guy. Mm. And he doesn't like anyone, James. Mm. And he liked James. You know, he liked Lewis.
I think a relationship will come of those two.
Interesting.
So she's going to be in one of the top.
Okay. So who would you say are the top three then? We've done everyone now, haven't we?
Well, yeah. We're not sure about Bear yet. Where do we think Bear's going to stand? Are they going to chuck him out now? Are the public going to throw him out?
What's
or
the
not?
Card saying?
I don't fear they're going to chuck him out. So he's going to be. So Marnie, him, and I would say Frankie's the top three.
I can see that. I think I agree. What do you think, Lizzie?
I totally
Frankie,
agree with that.
Frankie, Bear, and who's the other one? Marnie.
I think, I'm going to say it now. I think Marnie's got a bright future. I think she's going to do well.
She is.
I think she's going to be on the front cover of OK for a while. And there is going to be... I think she's going to do very well for herself. A bit of a Vicky Patterson type. That's what I feel.
They hate one another. So
I know. Sorry, Vicky, if you listen, because I love Vicky. She's my mate. But I think Marnie's going to do well for herself.
Yeah, she is.
She's a very, very pretty girl as well. And she seems... I think she's got something about her.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's my thoughts. I don't know what you feel, but...
I agree with that as a top three. I think. I don't know.
I do think Bear's going to be in the top three, but I really have got a strong feeling he won't win.
No, I don't think
the British people are silly.
But they've kept him in for this long.
Yeah, but that's for entertainment, because you know what? When they all get on and have a good, fun time and party, it's boring.
That's true.
We want feistiness.
Yeah,
feistiness.
I don't see him the winner.
You know, he does trick. I do trick. You want to make people laugh, don't
you?
Yeah,
I get that.
And he likes doing little naughty things. It makes you laugh.
But if I came in and poured coffee over your head, Lizzie, because I was like, it's funny.
No, that was James Well, by the way. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, true.
I spoke
Sugar.
To James. But James said there is something, if you put all that energy into something really positive, he could be a great producer or something, because he said he has got this magnetic charisma around him.
Well, worse people have come good, haven't they?
It's true.
Worst people have come good presenters.
Look at Hopkins.
You looking at me then when you said that? No, I'm not looking
at you. But there's worse people have behaved worse on telly and they've become very good as presenters. So
yeah, that's true.
But
a few
of
the loose women I could mention.
I
love them all.
I feel you just have like a moped. You just take off and run out of petrol straight away.
Who bear?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a good analogy, isn't it? Yeah. On his moped with his mask.
And then he'll run out like he is on a zebra.
Can I say, though, I am quite superstitious. Now, I had something that I had to keep with me. I used to be really superstitious and I couldn't find it one day. And I was in that panic, and I recognised it in Bear, because he was kind of panicking,
yeah,
wasn't he?
Yeah, because it is his lucky, it's his lucky charm.
And he's lucky, and I had his lucky blanket, and it sounds mental, I know, but I couldn't find it. And I was like, where is it? I need it.
Majority of people carry a stone or carry a... a rabbit's foot or something. Majority of people carry a lucky...
A rabbit's foot?
That's one of the most luckiest things people say.
I wonder what the smell was when you walked in.
That is one of the old-fashioned lucky charms.
I've got a stone, actually, you gave me.
Yes, I carry a lot of stones around with me.
That must be annoying when you're jingling.
Stephen thought you were pleased to see him. It was a load of stones in your pocket.
But I do understand what he's doing with his lucky mask, because he feels if he hasn't got that, he's not going to have a chance of winning. And he's desperate. Like, they all want to be the winner, but he's desperate to be the winner.
Who do you think is going to go out first, though, out of that lot? Because it'll be going out on the same night.
I think Ricky got to go, hasn't he?
Do you think?
Well,
I do think there's part of the problem with him is that people aren't going to pick up the phone, as nice as he is. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I think if he broke wind, there'd be more excitement, wouldn't there?
But Ricky, when he wouldn't do the task, and you're in that house, you're supposed to be entertaining, and he just went, no, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
For me, that's not earning your money. You're there to entertain. This is a show. You're not there to be cool and be chilled. You're there to entertain.
And he's always wanting a reason with everybody, isn't he?
I mean, if I was the producer and paying him at Endemol, I would be really peeved off. Like, do it! We won't cover yourself with feathers.
They've got plenty of other people that are prepared to do all the shit, though, aren't they?
Well, I know. Frankie did it. Frankie was very funny. And I think you're right. I think your top three is spot on. Yeah. I think I might go and put a new bet on because my sound bet lost.
I will say,
I put £50 on Sam Fox.
Did you, Lizzie?
A pair of jeans in River Island.
Yeah, lovely.
That house looks like a pig style. I think they're the most dirtiest lot I've ever seen.
It's true.
I have to say, James Well, when I spoke to him, said it wasn't the people, it was the crap. He said it was so dirty. And he said, he's so tidy anyway. He said for him, that was really difficult.
Yeah, they only get a vacuum cleaner for 45 minutes once a week.
And there's hairs.
But I just think if everybody leaves stuff around, no one can be bothered. And that house looks like no one can be bothered.
Yeah, I think I agree with you.
After the beds last night, I don't know how they sleep in. There was more food on those beds last night.
I mean, that's just depressing, isn't it? Like, where would you... You'd have to go and sleep on the sofa. I mean, all of that crap. I think this series of Big Brother, for me, has just not been a classic.
No, it hasn't been.
Well, it's been, as my mum said, charmless.
Yes.
She said there was no sophisticated... It was raw, it was vile, crude, you know. Yeah.
And they've had that before, but you need moments of, like, something else. And
a bit
kind of
more...
Well, you need moments of intelligence. I think that's not really coming through.
No.
But to watch on a basic level to make you laugh, Ben has been there. A bear.
Bear.
Sorry.
Bear, yes.
Bear.
I think the bear.
Why is he got... Is his real name Stephen Bear?
Yeah.
I think with some people, they've done their careers good. Like, there's people that we know that is well known in other countries and also well known in England anymore. Mm-hmm. Now they've got their careers back in England.
Sam Fox, we just had on. Do you feel she's going to do something? Because I know Sam very well and she wants to do well. She's very competitive, yes, she is. But I don't think there's anything wrong in being competitive.
No.
Well, I've met Sam.
Yeah.
I've met Sam, and I just feel he's going to do her career very good. People are seeing how good of a singer she is and seeing Sam for who she is now. Mm. So I think he'll do Sam some good favours.
Yeah, well, I think she's going to be okay on this, you know, Sam. I think it will do Sam a lot of favours. I agree with you there.
And Sam's very down to earth as well, so I think it'll be good for Sam.
Well, fingers crossed.
But not so good for Bear's future.
Which is interesting. I'm glad to see the cards of foretold.
What do bears do in the woods?
Shit.
Well, that's what he is, a little shit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, well, look, this is really interesting. Well, we're going to play a quick track and then we'll come back with a bit more showbiz gossip and celebrity couples that could say whether they're going to work or not.
Interesting. I love this. Okay fine. Yeah. Well, and this is feeling it's a summer evening, so
yes.
Got a little bit of disco. How are you up for that?
Yeah.
Well, here it comes.
Love disco.
Yeah.
How good is that, though?
Beep, beep. Ooh. I love that track.
I mean, I'm a disco fan, toot, toot. So that's right up my strata, I tell
you
now.
I'm loving that.
So just off air, we've been talking about the final Strictly lineup, haven't we?
I know, man. I think it's one of the best lineups they've had.
I agree wholeheartedly.
And because they're young, they're fun, we know them. How many times do I look at the contestants and think, who the hell's that?
I totally agree, yeah.
For me, I think I'm really excited about Will Young because he's not just a friend, but he's a lovely chap.
He is.
And yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing him. Lee, do you think he'll do well, Will Young?
Yeah, I think straight away there's no...
Very
no
popular.
Will Young will do very well.
Yeah, I think he's going to do good. I think he's going to do
I think
very well.
He's supposed to be a potential winner. That's what they're saying.
We've also got
Whitmore.
Laura Whitmore.
I think she's in with a
I
good
got
chance.
A feeling she won't do that well. And I don't know why.
Why?
Not because I'm not sure if she's a dancer. I think Louise Redknapp will do well. She's a trained dancer, yes. You see, and she's got that added bonus. You can't always just get away with a nice
pretty face.
Nice looking.
I agree.
Girl.
I would usually agree with you on that, but we had the first pap images of them rehearsing.
Yeah.
And guess who was the first one who was pictured coming out? So she's got going early. It was Laura.
Mm.
So she's doing it before any of them, the rest of them have even started. She's going in having dance lessons. So I think she's taking it pretty seriously.
Well, but
it's a big job. It's a big job.
Big job. But those that can't dance get the lessons in quick.
Yeah, well, I can't dance and I wouldn't learn.
But you've got to get your lessons in. I mean, if ever I were to do that show, I'd make sure I was really trained
fighting
up.
Fit.
Yeah, fighting fit and got my lessons in before anyone.
Well, speaking of fighting fit, what do you think about the Olympians doing? You've got Greg Rutherford.
Yeah, there's a few.
And Claudia Frajapani, or whatever her name is.
Well, you see, and not many people really kind of go, oh, I know that is. So they are Olympians. They're fantastic.
I think Greg would be
Greg is great. I think he's great and he's fit.
And he's really
he's
fit.
He's hot. Claudia's we need a few hot men, for God's sakes.
In the
about
world.
About time of those hairy bikers.
What's your pal Bruno said?
Very excited. Bruno said it's probably...
And he's usually...
Yeah, Bruno goes, who the hell is that? Who is that? What do they do? And I'm like, oh, they were on that cookery programme. He said this is one of the best lineups. And he's really excited.
Yeah, I have to agree. I think the BBC have really pulled it out the bag.
They have, and they've got a good mix.
What about Anastasia?
Ooh.
Now she does a great little hip action. She's a good dancer. I've seen her dance. She's got great hips.
Let's see what the cards. Should we see what the cards say on some of them?
Yeah. So, yes. Lee, can we do? Should we do Anastasia?
Yeah,
she's
let's do Anastasia.
Should we do the Olympics?
Oh,
first?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, the Olympics.
Oh, so for Greg Rutherford and Claudia.
What is that card? Can you tell our
the listeners? Three of Swords?
Yeah, I think I don't think they can be loose enough. I don't think.
A bit stiff.
Yeah.
Oh well, sort that out. So the Olympians are a bit stiff.
Interesting.
What about
Will?
Yeah, Will.
He's
Young.
A favourite. So
Will Young can dance, very likeable.
Mm-hmm. Likes a drink.
Do you know the thing is the ones that we expect is going to come out on top is the one that always is the first out. But I don't know. We've got
Ed Balls though for that. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, Ed Balls, a politician.
Yeah, he'd be out. Bless him. I think Will will do very good.
Oh, what's that? The Three of Pentacles. That?
Yeah, which means he'll stay in the money, keep on making the money. So I think he'll do quite well. He'll do good.
Wow. Keep making the money. I like that.
So what about Anastasia? Personal fave of mine. Ops.
Personal fave, singer.
I think she'll do well.
Really?
Yeah, I think she'll move forward in it. Yeah.
I think she'll have a lot of people want to like her. She's funny.
She's fun. She's actually been through a lot. She has cancer.
Good story. Yeah. Good life story.
Yeah. Thank you. And you heard it. We want to get her on the show, actually. I want to get her on here. I've met her a few times. Absolutely lovely, charming girl. Genuine.
I think
I'd
she'll
like
do
her to
okay
do well.
In there. She will do. She'll
not
do
the winner,
good.
Though.
No. But she'll do quite good in there.
Okay. What about... I'm having a look at the list now.
Louise Redknapp.
Oh, yeah, Louise Redknapp.
Very tied up.
Busy with other things.
Yeah.
What's other two of... She's got a family, hasn't she?
Cups.
Two of Cups, very tied up, yeah. Too busy with other things.
That's interesting. She's got a husband who's very busy.
Maybe, because sometimes what can happen, you think you can dance... And you think, I don't need to put the work in. But when you get there, it's a very different story.
Of course it is.
That's true.
I think it could take too much on her.
Oh. Interesting.
Mm. What about EastEnders star Tamika? She plays Kim Fox, very out loud character, very short. I think she's definitely in with a shot.
I remember watching her on a gay film years ago.
Yes,
what was it called? Kimbo, wasn't it, when she was dancing off her face.
It's all on a council estate, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I know the one.
Can't remember
what it's called.
Thing, was it?
Yeah, something
thing?
Like that. Yeah,
she's actually very friendly. I was at some reality TV something awards, mm-hmm. and she went, "Oi, Candy, come give us a hug. I love you." And I was like, "Oh, hello,
hello, Tamika."
Hello, darling.
I think she'd be in for a couple of weeks.
Oh, really?
Oh, bless her. But I do like her. I think she's a good actress.
Okay.
Very good. She's not going to last to the finals.
No, her poor short little legs won't take her very far.
Oh, that's a shame.
Do you know what I'm upset about? That Gleb's not in it.
Oh, my God, Gleb Savchenko.
Gleb the dancer.
He was so gorgeous.
I've got him. Bruno got me the calendar for Christmas and now he's left. He's gone to America to do Dancing
with
the Stars.
Well, he's actually done Dancing with the Stars before. This was almost
like...
He's
not silly.
Yeah.
Which
one, is he?
One of the dancers.
He was teamed with Anita Rani last year, wasn't he? He was a very, very attractive man. Yeah. If you don't know, you probably don't.
They had quite a good looking ones on you last year, didn't they?
Yeah, they've got some good replacements this year. AJ Pritchard.
And they've got the new Russian siren, haven't they? The blonde, have you seen her?
Yes, I have. I can't remember her name.
Ola, who's no longer doing it, or Christina.
Or Christina, your good friend Christina.
Yeah, good Christina. She's doing very well with the baby. 2 months yesterday.
Good for her.
Yeah, she's doing very well. And who else is on? We've got another...
Well, there's
the
Danny...
DJ.
Oh, Melvin O'Doom, who presented Extra Factor last year.
He's very, very short.
Very short. So I think he'll probably make up for his lack of stature in.
So he'll have to jump a lot.
Yeah, personality.
He'll have to jump as you dance.
Yeah.
I think he'd be on fire.
Really?
He'll surprise you. I think he'd be on fire.
Interesting. That's what the cards are saying.
Yeah.
I think he's very personable, so I think people will they'll enjoy that.
I wonder if he's a little upset he's not doing the Extra Factor. Is he happy? He'd rather do Strictly. I think Strictly's one of the biggest shows you can do, isn't it?
I mean, it's definitely not one to be sniffed at. It's, people come out of it and do very well. You don't get paid a lot of money for it. BBC don't pay you a lot, but it doesn't really matter if long term it means that you've got career longevity.
I think it's overtaken a lot of programmes, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I feel
which is funny, because it's quite old-fashioned.
Yeah, but last year they had more viewers than X Factor, I think.
They did, you're right.
And they've done very well. And to be honest, I had to switch over and watch it.
Yeah, I like to channel flip between the two, to be honest. Oh. And this year I'm going to be well into X Factor as well, because I really like the room. What am I going to do?
It's great, and guess who's on the Extra Factor?
Ooh, yeah, I know.
I'll let you know when I'm on.
Well, we'll be looking forward to seeing you, Lizzie.
And maybe his dear self, Stephen.
Well, we'll see about that.
But now I'm looking forward to the X Factor, I have to say. The first time for a while there, this time, really looking forward to it. I love Sharon so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's a real feisty one.
Feisty. I love the chemistry with her and Louis. Mm-hmm. And Simon seems to have his mojo back. I just think it's going to be a great show.
Yeah. No,
I'm really looking forward to it. But Strictly, everyone loves Strictly too.
And I'll be able to provide you with some goss next week after I've been down to the round tables to speak to all the stars themselves.
Who are you?
Yes, I'll be down at the studios. I won't be going to the recording of the first episode because it does take 6 hours and I'm really not asked.
You must turn me in with you next time,
let
Lizzie.
Me just tell you, I did that first show and Bruno said, come to the first one.
No.
Do you know what? I've never... I was angry by the end. I wanted to punch the person next to me. He had secret mints and didn't offer me one. And I was so thirsty.
You get one tiny little toilet break. You're getting all the secrets now.
I kept running out. But then he sat me at the front and they were like, you can't move.
Yeah, you can't.
And then when I went to the loo, someone else was sitting in my seat. When I got back, I was like, you bastard.
It's
like
seat fillers, isn't it? You've got to have the
seat
fillers.
And he wouldn't get out. I was like, hold on, I'm not going to the back.
You've got to get me into that this year, Lizzie. I'd like to go and watch it.
Bruno.
It's not easy getting into Strictly.
It's definitely not. I tell you for
that. It's not like X-Factor. It's just a little bit easier. No, it is.
Bruno, give Lizzie a ticket for me.
He's very tough to get in there.
Well, Lee, it's been great having you in the studio.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Thank you, Lee. It's been great. We can't wait to see whether your predictions come true.
Yeah.
And obviously the
we'll find out on Friday.
We've got the Celebrity Big Brother final.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, thank you for having me on.
No, it's been great.
Great to have you, Lee. Thank you, my darling. Yeah. And please follow Lee at Lee Wybird on Twitter. And you've got your Facebook too?
Yes, the Welsh Wonder. Please follow me. Thank you.
The Welsh Wonder.
Welsh Wonder. Welsh Wonder.
Now go for a leak, boyo. He's been trying to go since he got in the studio.
Thank you, everyone.
Right.
Going to play a quick tag, and then we've got our next guest. Again, we're just jam-packed with guests today, Lizzie. It's Scott McGlynn, author Scott McGlynn.
Fantastic.
Very exciting. I torture you. Take my hand through the flames. I torture you. I'm a slave to your games. I'm just a sucker for pain. I wanna chain you up. I wanna tie you down. I'm just a sucker for pain. I'm a sucker for pain. I got the squad tatted on me from my neck to my ankles. Pressure from the man, got us all in rebellion. We gon' go to war, yeah, without failure. Do it for the fam, dawg. 10 toes down, dawg. Love and the loyalty, that's what we stand for. Alienated by society. All this pressure give me anxiety. Walk slow through the fire. Like who gon' try us? Feeling the world go against us. So we put the world on our shoulders. I torture you. Take my hand through the flame. I torture you. I'm a slave to your games. Pain. I wanna chain you up. I wanna tie you down. I'm just a sucker for pain. I've been at it with my homies, it don't matter, you don't know me. I've been rolling with my team, we the illest on the scene. I've been riding around the city with my squad. I've been riding around the city with my squad. We just posted getting crazy, living like this is so amazing. Hold up, take a step back when we roll up, cause I know what. We've been loyal, we've been fam, we the ones you're trusting. Won't hesitate to go straight to your head like a concussion. I know I've been busting, no discussion for my family. No hesitation through my scope, I see my enemy. Like, what's up, hold up, we finna reload up. Yes, I reload up, I know what up, I know what up. I torture you.
Devoted to destruction, a full dosage of detrimental dysfunction. I'm dying slow, but the devil trying to rush me. See, I'm a fool for pain, I'm a dummy. Might cut my head off right after I slit my throat. Tongue kiss a shark, got jealous bitches up in the boat. Eating peanut butter and jellyfishes on toast. And if I get stung, I get stoked. Might choke like I chewed a chunk of charcoal. Naked in the knot pole, that's why my heart cold, full of sorrow. The lost soul, and only Lord knows when I'm coming to the crossroads. So I don't feel shit for tomorrow. And I'm a sucker for pain. It ain't nothing but pain. You just fucking complain. You ain't tough as you claim. Just stay up in your lane. Just don't fuck with Lil Wayne. I'ma jump from my plane or stand in front of a train. Cause I'm a sucker for pain. Used to doing bad, now we feel like we just now getting in. Getting in, getting in, getting in, getting in. Ain't got no other way, so we started and finished it. No pain, no gain. Never stand down, made our own way. Never going slow, we pick up the pace. This is what we wanted from a young age. No emotion, that's what business is. Lord have mercy on the witnesses.
FUBAR Radio presents
The Friday Social with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne.
It's good enough for you. It's good enough for me. It's good enough for two. It's what I want. Shit!
We're joined by Matthew Priest from Dodgy.
Fubar's got a good thing going on there, man.
Yeah, we have so much, and it's so good. Like, you can just hang out and we can say cock shit balls and it's totally fine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Do whatever you want. Do you want to have a shot?
What? Cock shit balls?
Do whatever you want. You can get wilder than that if you
want. Yeah. Well, I've been slipping in the odd F-bomb as we're down the Lombard.
Yeah, man.
No one's been pulling me off.
Not yet.
Every Friday.
The Friday Social with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne.
From 1 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
God, I love that song so much.
I want it again.
Oh my God, I love it so much.
I wish I was a really good singer. Did you see me in my musical, by the way?
I didn't, Lizzie. I wish I had have done, but unfortunately, at the time, I wasn't important enough to go down to press night.
You're always important. I saw Little Shop of Horrors on. Yeah, have you seen that?
I haven't. I would love to.
Do you know what? It was hilarious. But I saw loads of my cast that were in the musical.
Oh, really?
There,
that's sweet.
I felt quite emotional.
Oh.
I have a book to do because theatre life's very different.
I bet it is. And well, speaking of different,
yes,
we've got this. Is I mean, looking at this guy's story, I would say it's very much the story of my life too.
Oh,
hello, Scott. Are you there?
Good evening. Hello. How are you?
How are you?
Good. Not bad. Thank you.
So, Scott McGlynn, I know a bit about you from Twitter, obviously.
Yes.
Because we follow each other on Twitter. And
we do.
You have got quite the fascinating backstory, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah. Bit of a story to be told.
Scott, it's breaking my heart that you were bullied, because I hate bullies. And people can be so mean. But can you tell our listeners a little bit about your story?
Yeah, so basically, I bought out my first book earlier this year, and it's my life coming out story from like age 11, and literally getting bullied for who I was, and you know, and how I like overcome it and everything like that, and just share it with the world, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
So what? So exactly what happened? So you grew up in South Wales, right? And I know I have an ex-boyfriend from South Wales. It's a rough and tumble kind of place.
Yeah. So it's like a little. My school is in Penarth, in like a little small town in South Wales.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, so I was like 11 years old. I started high school, and I was literally from the first week, I was getting called like all these horrible like names and things. And then literally like 5 years of my life, I was just going through it. And when I was getting older, I was obviously getting used to just how to like, you know, ignore it and get on with my life and things like that, you know, and do my exams, and I did them, and just like continue to go to school, even though it was very hard.
Yeah.
But you know, I got through it. So
you're through the other side, aren't you? So
yeah,
like they say, it gets better, and it did for you.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and I'm like the book, like the big chunk of the book is to all go through like my 5 years of school, and then moving on to college and my first job, which I got bullied from, like, even from my first job.
What was that?
My first job was McDonald's back in the day. But it was one of the managers, I can't name any names, but, like, one of the managers was, because how I sound and my voice, just commenting and laughing.
That's horrible. It's a tough position to be in, because you're in a job, you need the money, there's nothing you can do to get away from it, is there?
Can I ask you, Scott?
I would be one of the managers.
And Scott, how were you? Was your family about this? Because it's very important to have some sort of support or someone to turn to and talk to.
Yeah, honestly, my mum and dad's always been supportive, and even like through school and growing up and things, and they kind of knew why I was getting bullied. But they was like that. She stuck by me, and my sister was the first family member I actually told.
How did she react?
Oh, she already knew. She used to try to dress me up as Baby Spice. So she knew. She knew. And I was like, yeah, let's go.
I want to be sporty.
I know. Yeah, sporty and, like, you know, Victoria.
The gays always wanted to be Victoria, Lizzie. Come on now. You must know that.
Of course. With that short little black dress and the point. Yeah.
So, like, I think she already knew, and I was out, and, like, you know, and I felt like I was, like, living a bit of a double life. So. You know, I was going out on my gay friends, and, you know, going to, like, you know, the gay places and in Cardiff. But I was saying I'm going somewhere else, and I just, like, thought I was living a double life for a lot of my, you know, my teens, going to my early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And then I come out to my mum and dad then on my mum's 50th birthday party.
Oh my God. That could have really ruined the party.
I know, like, it was in our house, and we had all our family and our family friends, so everyone very close to here, and I said, I want to bring this special someone, and he goes to my dad, because it was like a surprise party, and they said, yeah, you know, and I said the name, like, Justin, dating him for about 5 months by now.
Okay.
And I'm still with him now, and, like, but I was like, here's Justin, he's like... my boyfriend. And then she's like, oh, okay, fine. And she's just like so happy. And like 2 months later, it was on a massive family holiday. So,
oh, wow. So that went very well.
5 years down the line. Yeah, yeah. The reaction was good. So,
and you're still with him now?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, 5 years now.
Well, you're very lucky, because I'm telling you now, that has not happened for me.
Oh, we've got to find somewhere for Stephen.
I know. Desperate.
Oh no, I'll help you. I had to kiss some, you know, frogs.
I don't mind. I don't mind kissing some frogs now and again. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes, in your head, you think you know what you want and what's perfect for you, but it isn't, and sometimes you've got to try a bit out of the box.
That's true.
That's what I've done.
Oh, interesting, Lizzie.
I'm from
Cardiff, and Justin's from like a little small town in the valley.
Mm-hmm.
So we were never crossed paths, and I was like 24 25, and I was like, right, okay, how am I going to just get on this dating scene properly, you know, not going out every Saturday night partying, mm-hmm. you know, that kind of thing. I was getting older and wiser, you know. And then
24, 25, come on.
I went on like Plenty of Fish, and that's how I met him. He was the first date I went with, and yeah, never looked back.
And Bob is your uncle. Look at that. Boom.
Yeah,
done.
There he is. So we've got so much, like, you know, we're big animal lovers, you know, we support like loads of animal charities, so we've got a lot of things in common.
Oh, I love people that love animals. I'm looking after a dog for the weekend that I've not met before. Anyway, I will take in any waif or stray. But no.
I got five.
Oh, have you got five?
God.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You're like Bridget
Bardot.
How many
do you have?
Oh, I've had many rescues, animals.
And that's just the boys. That's just the men.
Exactly. That's just the men. So Scott, have you got any advice for any of our listeners that could be, you know, that are actually going through it themselves and wanting to come out, or are getting bullied because they are gay? Is there anything you can say that can help them?
Yeah, like, I say this all the time, I never ever change for who you are. So, you know, because I went for that stage, you know, back in the day, and I tried to do the girlfriend thing. It just wasn't for me just to fit in. It's like, just never change who you are.
Yeah.
And then there's a lot of people out there who've been through the same thing or going through the same things. And the good thing now, that because we've got like social media and, you know, the internet, because back then I didn't have any of that.
No, of course.
Help. So now you can connect with so many different people around the world, you know, and they can just like help each other out and just be there for each other.
Yeah.
Because I think it's a Facebook group, and it's very, you know, it's members only kind of thing. People go in there just to talk about any bullying at all going on, like in the school or work life or anything. And it's quite nice because you just feel secure, you know, and no one's judging you.
Yeah.
I'm in that group, and I get on there, you know, one day a week, you know, just to try and get on and just chat to everybody I can.
That's really nice.
Honestly, just be there for each other.
Yeah. What made you want to write the book then?
I had said what I always wanted to do, to be honest, and I wanted to tell my story, and I love writing, so I thought, let's just do it. So I did it.
Boom. But, just like that.
Yeah, I was like, wow. But it just felt like a lot of therapy, to be honest, when I was writing it. A lot of bad, sore memories, you know?
Yeah.
Bringing it up, and it, you know, wasn't nice to, but I wanted to do it, and just that I knew it would kind of help others in some way or another. And the reaction I've had has been awesome, and the things I've achieved from it, it's just been amazing.
Definitely.
I'm not going to ask anything more.
Oh, yeah. Well done, Scott. I think it's incredible.
Oh,
I'm very proud of you. And I've got a very dear friend who's from Cardiff, Julian MacDonald, who also had a bit of a tough time growing up. And if you're in a small town and it's, you know, small-minded people, and it's the worst thing is to be bullied. I've got two boys, and if I thought they were getting bullied anyway, it would just break my heart.
Yeah, of course.
It's honestly like it's just such, and it's quite like shocking that like, it's really like very active still now in our day.
And do you think it's getting better?
I think more on like cyberbullying is getting worse,
right?
Because a lot of people can just like tweet you or message you or comment, but And yeah, and I know you can block him, which is obviously a lot, you know, which you can do, but it's a lot of people do it behind a computer screen or whichever, or on your phone.
Yeah.
And hurt people's feelings, and you know, and so I think now if you get it more face to face and on cyber, I think it's a lot harder for somebody.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Especially going through schools or anything like that, you know, because everyone lives off social media these days, don't they?
And they
you
can, do.
Yeah, so if you go to school somewhere and you're getting bullied there and you go home and I know they're like, you know, got a group of friends, you know, it's just so horrible.
Yeah, you see, like, we're actually getting a lot of tweets in. There's people saying, I was bullied in school because of epilepsy. That's Nigel Phillips. I mean, for many different reasons, people are bullied, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah, I agree completely. I knew someone was getting bullied just from because they had red hair.
Yeah, no, I did actually.
I was like,
we used to call it Duracell, but she liked it.
Yeah, I'm sure she did, Lizzie.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on now, come on.
I was called names. They called me hockey stick with hair at school. But it's when it gets nasty and it starts affecting your life because you don't want to then go to school.
Mm.
You're trying to avoid them. Yeah. And
that affects everything long term.
And for some reason, you're scared to tell the teachers and people because I don't know why, but you're kind of scared it will backfire on you.
Yeah, no, I completely agree, and I shared that in the book I wrote. Like, you know, I did tell the teachers, that's the first thing you really would say to and try and resolve the problem. But like you just said, Lizzie, I think sometimes it makes it a lot worse because they get into trouble and they're just like, some people, kids, and I know this for a fact, like they do plead of just getting in trouble.
Yeah.
They love it. They're just like, I don't know what it is. And they just continue, and then they get the friends involved. But sometimes it does make it.
It's just a disaster.
Yeah.
I think we can all speak from experience with that one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, of course.
Well, you are making a difference, Scott. Thank you so much. And
the book is called Out. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
And it's out now.
It's out now, yeah.
Perfect. It's out and it's out now. Yeah, out. Can be more out of the closet.
I know, it's like. Out there, you know, it's like out there.
Well, it is out.
Well, I would encourage anyone who's having problems to go take a look because it sounds great.
Thank you, Scott, and
yes,
thanks
thank
for being
much.
So
thank you
open
so much
and honest.
For having me. Thank you.
I'm going to follow you now on Twitter because I'm sorry.
Oh,
I
please
didn't.
Do. I'm a big fan of yours.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Thanks, Scott. It was so lovely to speak with you, and lots of
thank
luck
you.
To with your future. Come on again soon.
Yeah.
I will, definitely. Thank
all
you
right.
so much.
All lots right. of love.
Thanks, Scott.
What a nice guy.
What a lovely guy.
Who could bully Scott? He's adorable.
But I tell you, it happens every day. Look at me, Lizzie. How adorable am I? I'm wearing practically knee-high socks. I'm wearing shorts.
You are so cute.
I'm adorable. I get bullied all the
Please.
Time, I tell you.
Are there any... What's your type?
Can I don't have a type. I'm desperate. Any old thing.
Right, for lovely Stephen. He is so adorable and he's got great legs.
I do have good legs. I will give you
I
that.
I like
Lizzie.
Good legs and you've got a great pair. Did you play football? No, they are footballers' legs. They're strong.
I mean, they are quite
hairy.
Well,
we love a bit of hair. Yeah,
it's all good. Right, should we play a little song? Have a bit of a gossip.
Yeah,
because I'm missing out on the gossip. I tell you
there
now,
there is
Lizzie.
So much I need to tell you.
So we'll play a track, and then we're going to have a gossip when we've got our last guest on. These shows are just flying by, Lizzie. I'll tell
oh
you
my
now.
God! Don't let it be the end. I could be here all night.
No.
Okay.
Okay. Next track.
Perfect.
Everybody gets high sometimes, you know. What else can we do when we're feeling low? So take a deep breath and let it go. You shouldn't be drowning on your own. Still be patient with you, and I hope you know.
cause I will still be patient with you. And I hope you know I won't let go.
I'm so excited, Lizzie, because we actually get to have a gossip now.
Oh!
We haven't had any time these last couple of weeks with all the amazing guests we've had.
And we have, it's been, I mean, last week I didn't have chance to even have a little sip of tea with Zara Holland.
No, I mean, and she's had her birthday this week, hasn't she?
She has, she's having a little party here.
Are you going?
Well,
here
I'm
in the studio.
Organising it. Yes, you are invited, Stephen.
Oh, fab.
Would you like to come?
Of course, when is it?
Soon. She's actually
unspecified
in Marbella.
Date.
She's going to Marbella with her family and then she's back. So we'll celebrate.
Great. Count me in.
I'll count you in, baby.
So we talked a little bit about Strictly earlier, but do you know what I really want to speak about?
Yeah, come
because
on.
This is some messy stuff going down.
Mm.
Mark Wright versus Danny Dyer.
OMG.
So for anyone that doesn't know, they got into... Well, it's a bit uncertain what happened, but it looks like Mark Wright's posse...
Yeah.
Tried to beat Danny Dyer up in front of his wife and daughter.
Would you mess with Danny Dyer? You must
absolutely
be
absolutely not.
I would not mess with Danny.
But also, he's a nice guy.
I know Danny so well, and he is nothing but a gentleman.
A gentleman.
A gentleman. Lizzie, always... come here, darling. I love you. Come here. Stand closer. These guys are not meeting you. Stand closer.
But this is what I mean. I mean, Mark Wright's not doing himself any favours because Danny Dyer's a national treasure. Now he's the landlord of the Queen Vic.
Well, did you see Danny Dyer's tweets? I mean, when he said, you've just, about your career, that's an end to a career that never started.
And then they tweeted, his wife tweeted Michelle Keegan. It's all just a bit messy.
Yeah, but you see, if your husband was attacked, your partner, in front of your own kids, and, oh, that's awful. But he said... Mark Wright did say that he was not involved, so...
Yes, that's true.
But Danny's replying he egged them all on. He may not have thrown the punch, but he was egging them on.
Which is probably a clever move on his part. I don't know. I mean, I'm a bit sad about it because I don't like violence in any form anyway. But I feel like, yeah, in front of the kids and I don't know.
What happened as a TV guru and head editor at OK Magazine, what do you feel that will have? What will happen, the repercussions for Mark
Wright? There'll certainly be some people that won't work with him now because of that, who are related to Danny and other people. You know, Mark does some things for the BBC, and I worry if that would impact his, you know.
Done very well for himself.
He did Strictly, which is no one from TOWIE. You're right, Lizzie.
Sorry.
Swallowed a fly.
I'm eating nuts because I haven't had a chance to eat today.
Always got a gob full of nuts, Lizzie Cundy.
I love a nut, but it went down the wrong way. Sorry.
I think Mark's the one that's going to come out worse out of the situation because Danny's very well loved and he's doing EastEnders. I think he's a national treasure, so I don't think he doesn't need to worry too much.
But you've just got to, when you're in the public eye, you've got to be extra careful.
Yeah, you can't
be
doing
that. Who you associate with,
yep.
And what happens if you're in trouble.
Yep.
I remember being at a club where trouble broke out and immediately my friend was involved and my agent said, you've got to leave. And I said, I can't. I've got to get my friend. I luckily got her and we got out, but I got a rollicking because they said you could have been involved in this. You have to be very, very careful.
And no one wants to come out from a night out with a black eye and a damaged reputation, do they? These are things that should not happen.
Unfortunately, Danny Dyer's got a black eye. He's got a wedding coming up, which is not great. I mean, imagine his wedding pictures with a black eye. I mean, it's not going to look good on
Hopefully
Mark Wright.
It will have died down a bit by then, you know.
If I was Danny, I'd paint a load of purple.
But then it's part of his look, isn't it? Maybe he's a bit rough and tumble, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
But where did this sort of... There's obviously a bit of bad...
Well, they tweeted one another, hadn't they? There'd been some nasty
match.
Tweets. Yeah, something about him jumping on his back or something. I can't remember. It's just an unfortunate situation.
And how do you think
situation.
Michelle, because there have been the rumours that Michelle and Mark, their marriage isn't in a great place. I mean, a lot of rumours on that.
Well, they were pictured leaving a gym together, so that must be fine, Lizzie.
And
it must be fine.
And she's doing great guns because she's doing a new ITV
exactly,
drama.
And will she want to be involved in all of this? If ITV are picking her up for lead roles in dramas, she's doing Our Girl on the BBC. She's doing this one about Bobby...
Bobby Moore.
Moore.
And guess who's playing her mother, do you know?
Your friend Patsy Kensit. So this is what I mean. So if Michelle's doing well for herself, why would she want to get herself involved in this kind of...
Yeah, but if you love the man, do you not say, I'll stand by him, whatever, and I believe his version of events? Or do you say, you know what, this is really bad news, this is not good for my career.
I knew this was coming.
Don't marry a boy from Essex. What do you do? What way do you turn? Because you've got to either have loyalty to your husband.
Well, you have to think,
and stand by your man. Or do you think, no, do you know what? I don't want to be associated with this.
And you have to think, is this relationship the one? Is this going to be who I'm with till the day I die? If it's not, should I maybe looking elsewhere, thinking about myself? I think there's a point to be made there.
Well, where have the rumours come from that they're not getting on? Is it because she is in Manchester filming this document, you know, filming?
Film. They just weren't pictured together for a long time. Mm-hmm. So it kind of all came from there, I think. I don't know. I'm sad about it. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm sad. And do you know what? I know both of them and they're both very nice guys. Very nice to me. But I do love Danny Dyer. I went to Dubai with him. It was a great trip, actually. Mm-hmm. Abu Dhabi. And opening of the Embassy Club. And we all got flown out there.
Amazing.
I was doing the interviews, actually, for OK.
Love it.
And it was the funniest trip I've ever had. Tamer Hassan was there. Daniel Lloyd. And Danny
Amazing.
Dyer.
What a lineup.
No, but Danny was there. He was the character. I wouldn't say he's the bear, but he was such fun to be around.
And he is actually, I think he's a
but
nice
very
guy.
Gentlemanly.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Really fun.
And he kind
and
of
kind.
Does enjoy the celeb world. He's, you know what I mean? He's not.
He'll never say,
he's
no,
not
I'm
an
not
going to
do an interview.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He'll always want to be interviewed.
And the BBC knew what they were getting into when they hired him, you know, so it's not like.
And he gets some press.
He does. He certainly does. And he's a good actor.
I love him.
So, to be honest, in this situation, I'd say I'm Team Danny. What would you say?
I am going to do a Frankie and sit on the fence here. But...
But if you were, you're being pushed off, there's a very stiff breeze.
I would say Danny,
Lizzie
because
Candy.
I do not like five guys against one.
Exactly,
in
I
any
agree.
Situation. If
I
that
agree.
Was my boy, I always think if that was my boy...
Yep.
I'm not one of the Craig's mother. I'm like, that
that's my boy.
I would be there.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
You see, my son... my eldest son was doing modelling and he got beaten up.
Really?
These kids in our village, not from the wrong side of the track, unfortunately, but, you know, jumped on him. And I've never felt such anger. And I actually pulled them all. I got all the mums.
You're a tiger mum. You're looking after your pride. No, it's lions. But I know
what
I mean.
They busted his nose. And I just thought, no, you cannot have five boys. Mm-hmm. Pick on one.
No, absolutely not.
You know, if there's a fight and it's one-on-one, fair enough. Sort it out. But five boys on one.
To jump someone.
And I actually thought,
thing.
For Danny, that would have been frightening. And for your daughter to be there in front of your family, it's not good, is it?
No. Unnecessary. It's but unnecessary ever to jump.
He's the most successful of all the stars from Towie. He's come out. He's got his radio show.
Mm-hmm.
He's done quite a few TV, ITV2
yeah,
shows.
Yeah, good for
he's
him.
He's done very well for himself.
Yeah.
He's doing the yogurt ad.
That was one of Danny's tweets. He said his worst nightmare would be listening to the radio station and eating one of those yogurts. To tell you what else I want to talk about.
Come on.
Now, we saw some pictures this week, Lizzie Cundy.
Oh, yeah? Of who?
a certain beautiful lady.
Oh, I love the beautiful. Who may that be, Stephen?
that would be Lizzie Cundy herself.
Ah,
working out in the park.
Oh yes,
in your pants.
They were shorts, but they were very little. I got them and I pulled them out the wrapper. I thought, are these shorts? They were tiny, weren't they?
I mean, yes, they certainly were. But you're looking like you're in incredible shape.
Oh, well, that's very kind. That was, I have to get fit for a new TV show, which I wish I could tell you about. And I hate it when people do that. And I shout at people that do that. But I cannot say.
Dear listeners, she will not even tell me.
I will be fit and on fine form. But I've got to do my training. I've got to stop drinking. And I have to stop eating nuts. Which I'm doing the
No
whole
more
time.
Nuts, no more wine. I mean. That and sounds like
that
no
was
life
my,
at all.
Lovely trainer, Jack.
He was rather attractive.
Did you like him?
I'm looking for a trainer, Lizzie.
Oh, well, he'll help you out. Can he get to Parsons Green?
I don't even know where that is.
Okay, it's near Chelsea. The Chelsea lot go there. Made in Chelsea. You could do a little TV.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
A little interview while you're training.
Maybe that's an option. Oh, well, this is very exciting, Lizzie.
Thank you. I'm glad
you
like my pink outfit.
We certainly did on OK Online. When we saw those pictures come in, we were like, oh, my goodness.
That's very sweet.
There's Lizzie in pinks.
In my little... They were shorts. They weren't pants. I don't wear pants. You know that.
No.
Anyway, but it's been a very, very busy week with showbiz news.
It has. Today has been an X Factor press launch.
I know, yes, I did know that was happening. Now, how did that go? Do you know? Were any of the OK Online lot
now
there?
Now, yes, there were. My wonderful colleague Hayley went down on my behalf, and she texted me earlier to tell me that there's a guy called Christian who we need to keep an eye out on.
Christian? What does Christian
do? So, the first episode there is on Saturday. Keep your eyes on Christian. Just a little word of advice from me to you. It's on top form apparently, like it's brilliant. Nicole makes a big joke about her. I don't know.
But she's been quite in OK Magazine. I read about Simon, about how she got to get back in.
Yes.
She had to sell her soul to the devil.
Well, it was an interesting thing for her, wasn't it? Because she had this role lined up in Cats on Broadway. And
she really pissed off Andrew Lloyd Webber. Really and he is my friend. And he's not happy.
But he said as well, no. Didn't he, that this could have been her chance to win a Tony Award.
A Tony Award.
And that could have been the making of her as an actress. But does that mean that's not what she's bothered about? She just wants to... the fame and the money and the glory.
Well, she's got a lot of money.
Yeah,
doing the show.
But how long can these things last? That's the interesting point, isn't it?
Well, Barbara Streisand was actually... Oh. I don't know if you know.
That was the name I wasn't expecting you to bring up.
Sorry. As a friend of the stars, my friend Barbara.
Fem Babs.
Lovely Babs. Said that was a big error.
Really?
It's a chance in a lifetime.
It is.
You can have the biggest...
It's a very famous role in Cats as well.
Mega. Leona Lewis is...
So she's taken over from her, hasn't she?
How have the reviews been?
Can't say I know.
Mixed.
Probably just
a yawn off.
Like.
Can I tell you, right? I went to this show. I just spoke about Wimbledon Theatre. Fantastic little shop of horrors. The guy next to me, Terry Mills, wrote my review for Wag the Musical. And he said, Lizzie, I gave it 4 out of 5. Do you know what? He said, there's not a day that doesn't go by where someone gives me stick for giving that show 4 out of 5. I couldn't believe
that
it.
That is rude.
No, but he said he really thoroughly enjoyed it.
Well, I mean, it's one of those shows, I guess, that's like, if you're interested in that kind of thing...
Well, it was fun.
Exactly.
It was a farce.
But for some people, they want, you know...
But there's, Leona Lewis, they're saying her acting abilities aren't up to scratch, whereas with Nicole...
You know what you're getting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I did see her in the show, and when she sung, you know, I had little tears in my eyes. She was incredible.
Really?
Yeah, she was, I've got to say. But that's her choice. But X Factor, one of the biggest shows on TV, one of the biggest probably paychecks.
And I think it's probably not going to be a bad move for her, especially if, as everyone seems to think, that this year is going to be the big...
Well, okay, what will you do? If you're Nicole, would you have stayed on the stage, working every night in a theatre, very hot...
Do you know what? That is a really... tough one.
Or would you do The X Factor with Simon Cowell, getting all lovely press and doing a fun show, getting paid a nice lot of money?
I have to say... I have to say I'd probably do the stage show because...
Interesting.
Because longevity is more important.
And acting is your true love and your art.
And if you win a Tony, then you're definitely going to get other roles. I mean, it's not a guarantee she would have won, is it? But I don't know. That's just my opinion. Mm. What do you think? What would you do?
Hard one to say, but probably... Oh, you see, doing the show for me, because I love the theatre. Mm-hmm. I loved it. I'd probably do it. I would, probably. But it's a hard choice.
It is a hard choice.
I want to do both.
And it was also probably more work doing the theatre, isn't it, than popping along every Saturday night and having your hair and makeup done and telling people that they're shit.
But then the guy I was up against was my main lead in Wag the Musical, had won a Tony, and then he was in Wag the Musical. So,
really?
Hey, maybe.
One day you could be the new Nicole Scherzinger.
Well,
boom.
Boom.
Just
I
like
can
that.
Sing.
I didn't say you couldn't, Lizzie.
Thank you.
I don't doubt you for a second.
And act, darling. can I just say well done to my son? He got his exams.
This is adorable.
I am so thrilled for him because...
Give him a shout out.
This is my boy, James, and got his results today. As many other listeners, probably all their kids have got their results. It's a very... And you've got kids in the corner. Some are shouting for joy and crying with tears for happiness, and others are... You know, all upset and but my boy's worked so hard, and all he's ever wanted to do in life is play football, just kick a ball, never interested in doing any studying, and he worked so hard, really hard, and he passed.
Well, congratulations.
B's in his English literature.
That's a lovely thing.
I'm so chuffed for him. And he's doing a sports degree and done really well, but he's worked so hard. I mean, seriously hard.
Well, I'm very pleased for him and for you.
Extra lessons.
And it's worked.
After school.
It's paid off.
See, I'm a very proud mama today.
And you can tell. You look it. You're beaming.
I'm happy. I love my boys. So I'm very proud.
I'm going to keep you beaming because I've got probably one of the most fabulous pop songs of all time up next.
Ah!
I hope you're excited, Lizzie.
Touch Me. We've already played it.
Apart from Touch Me. This is more 2000s than 80s, but I hope you're excited.
Can't you see? I'm calling. A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous. I'm flying. There's no escape. I can't wait. I need a hit. Baby, give me it. You're dangerous. I'm loving it. Do it. Can't come down. Losing my hands in the dark.
are you feeling that?
I just love her. She's looking hot at the minute, Britney.
And she's going to be making a big appearance at the VMAs.
Man.
It's going to be fucking fabulous. Oh, I can't wait to see her.
Steve is excited.
I'm telling you now.
Can I just ask, is your mum listening tonight?
Oh, yeah, she's always listening, yeah.
Oh, hello, mum.
Hi, mum. You're right.
Yeah.
Not sure she's a big Britney fan, but that's fine.
She just heard you swear.
Oh, she's heard it plenty of times. She swears like a trooper, I tell you.
Does she now?
Oh, she does. She does. So we've got our final guest of the evening on the phone. Hi, Kev Orchid. How are you?
I'm all right, lovely man. How are you?
Oh, I like to be called a lovely man.
Oh, Kev, for my lovely girl.
You are the lovely girl, my darling.
Hello, Kev.
How are
Hello,
you?
Hello, Peter. I'm good. How are you guys?
Well, we're good. This has been a jam-packed show, so you better send us off on a good note at the end.
Got me driving in the sitting room as well. To be fair.
Oh, I'm glad. You know what I mean? You get a bit of Britney on. You're getting everyone going.
We're getting everything going, Kev. Kev, congratulations. You did so well in Britain's Got Talent. Huge congratulations.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Does it feel like a long time ago now?
It was a long time ago, but do you know what? It's it still reoccurs. Basically, you know, the reputation has kind of proceeded because I went on the show, I did it, had a great laugh, met lots and lots of wonderful friends that have been on the circuit with me as well. And they were all on the show in 2010, actually. So it was amazing. That was like 6 years ago that I was on that show. And people still come up to me, and it's unbelievable that they still come up to you and they go, oh, hi, weren't you the guy from Britain's Got Talent? I go, yeah, that's me. It's just mad how the television has so much impact on your career.
It's massive power, isn't it?
Of the most watched programmes in the country. I think it's Britain's Got Talent, I'm a Celeb, and Bake Off. So, once you're associated with one of those programmes, that's it for life. You're set up.
It is, yeah. You certainly get a reputation for being known from one of those programmes, definitely.
So what have you been doing since that time?
Good God, I've been touring all over the world.
I know.
It's been crazy, actually. I've been touring all over the world, just doing, like, you know, one-man shows, arena tours, headlining in different countries all the time with different kind of shows and musicals and comedies. And recently back in England, I took over Omid Jalili. He did the film version. I did the musical version in London.
Awesome.
Of The Infidel, which was really good fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I did that, and then back out, and then I got to play The Life of Dudley Moore in London as well, which was amazing.
Oh, my God.
So I did that as well.
I am such a fan of Dudley Moore.
Oh, I love him. I absolutely love him. And actually, I think they're talking about bringing it back next year. So that's going to be a good laugh.
I must go and see that. I'm such a fan. It was when I was little watching Arthur, and then all the movies.
That's right. Yeah, what a legend.
Oh, fantastic. And his comic act was just always hilarious.
Oh, he was brilliant, absolutely brilliant. And I mean, to be honest with you, when I played him in London and I got into the role, it was so incredibly difficult to play someone who one minute is just the most the vibrant and positive person. Next minute, he's like playing this guy who's really drunk and whatever. And he's you know, he's like Pete and Dad, and he's not very happy and all that. It's just incredible.
Because he was a very complex character, wasn't he?
Because
he was very hard on himself. He always got the women, I have to say, because he had a club foot, didn't he?
Pretty much why I got the role, because I'm the same Lizzie, you know?
surrounded by ladies.
Ladies, man.
So for anyone that didn't watch Britain's Got Talent, tell us about what your time was in there and how it kind of went.
I just had a great time. I went on as which is quite apt at the moment, but I went on as a foreigner who is Armenian and comes from Armenia, doesn't speak very good English and plays the piano.
Mm-hmm.
And I conned Simon Cowell-Amander and Piers into thinking that I was foreign-speaking character. So when I came on and I played the part and then I did the piano routine, they just went mental for it. It was absolutely brilliant. And we had a really good laugh. And then obviously, I revealed myself being English. And it just got the audience. I think they all went for it, really.
I mean, Armenian, it's quite specific.
Well, that's because I am.
Oh, you are?
Fantastic.
I am, yeah. Both my parents are Armenian.
Interesting, okay.
Yeah.
So the Armenians are having a bit of a moment. The Kardashians are Armenian, aren't they?
Yeah, and ironically, I'm interviewing them next month for a new documentary as well.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, they're great. They've been really supportive, actually. But what we're doing is we're kind of promoting Armenia in the sense that, you know, Armenia is this wonderful country that no one really knows much about.
Mm-hmm.
So we've kind of teamed up with film directors and documentary makers to put a massive documentary about the country and about the beauty and the fun and the traditions and
oh,
the people.
That's interesting.
And we're gonna air it sometime later in the year. But it's just a really good project. And
amazing.
One of the people I'm interviewing is Kim Kardashian.
Wow, that is
can
an impressive.
I tell you, impressive. I have interviewed her a few times. I've been out with her, and she's one of the loveliest people.
She's stunning,
so
isn't
sweet.
She? She's got such a lovely persona about her.
Very gentle.
Yeah, and I interviewed her in LA when I was hosting a show out there, and when I interviewed her then, she was just so forthcoming with you know, the way she was and about the people and about the questions and everything. She was just lovely.
Oh. Interesting.
Would you say they're the most famous?
Armenians in the world, definitely.
I would probably say they're probably the most famous people.
No,
Armenians. No, actually, no. The most famous Armenian is Cher.
Of course.
What?
Girl,
I didn't know this.
I copy all my outfits on Cher.
So there you go. So Cher would be the most famous Armenian. Then it would be Kim Kardashian. Although Kim Kardashian now is probably outdone Cher big time with all her followers.
Yeah, but Cher on that cannon. You remember when she saddled that cannon?
Absolutely.
Oh, man.
I didn't know that about Cher. I thought she was Native American.
She said a bit worse.
No, I believe her father is Armenian. Her mother was Native.
Incredible.
I'm learning so much this evening.
There you go.
I love that.
So what are you up to now?
I hope
what's
you're interviewing Cher, are you?
Yeah.
No, not me. No, good God. what am I doing now? Well, I'm touring now. What I've done is, it's really weird, actually. I've literally put a production together with my Howlin' entertainment team. Mm-hmm. And what we've done is we've put a production together of all the stars that were on BGT, The Voice, and The X Factor. And not predominantly the winners, but the guys that everyone followed and went, oh, look, they're fantastic. We've got to watch them again and again and again. So I've taken all those stars from the last, I would say, 8 years.
Right.
And I've put them into a new production called Talents of Britain. And it's on a tour this year. So I've got everyone from, like, recently... Becky O'Brien, who was the singer that sang Somewhere Over the Rainbow, right through to Stavros Flatley, really, and beyond. So we've got
Stavros
them all on the show.
Flatley.
Yeah, we've got Stavros Flatley.
I love Stavros.
Stavros is amazing.
His son, though, is looking really a lot older now.
Do you know what? It's hysterical,
because
when they first came out and they did that part, obviously his son was quite short and a little podgy character, and he was just hysterical.
Poor guy.
You've got to see him now. He walks on stage, and obviously Dimmy walks on first. Stavros Flatley walks on first, does his role, and then he goes, please welcome my toned son. And this guy walks on, I kid you not, six-pack. It's like
what?
6'1". It's hysterical.
Well, that's not the same thing, though, is it? You know, like
no, but they actually sell it really well.
Yeah,
they sell it really well. They they're just so enjoyable to watch. You know, from their heyday on Britain's Got Talent to now, they've just non-stop worked. They're great.
Yeah, yeah. So where can we get tickets for this? What's
tickets?
This?
You just go to my website. If you go to the howlin.co, which is howlin.
Yep.
.co. And that's all it is, just howlin.co.
Okay.
And you go to the website, and if you click on production, you'll come to the page with all the shows and all the stars on the shows, and you can pick and choose which one you want to go to. We're going all over the country, so fingers
crossed. Can we come at Fuba? Lizzie and Stephen, can we come to the show?
Of course you can.
Fantastic!
I do like a ticket, a good ticket.
Let me know when you want the ticket, and I'll have it VIP'd for you.
Ooh, awesome! I like the sound of that.
We'll do a nice review on our show and have you back in the flesh.
Absolutely, that would be amazing as well.
Love to see you in the flesh, Kev. So come back to Fuba.
I will do. Promise. We'll hook up.
Thank you.
Once the tour's going, and if you guys come and see it, definitely VIP on me.
That would be
let us know what you think of the show.
Awesome.
Great stuff. Thanks, Kev.
All right, Kev.
Best of luck. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
How exciting.
What a nice guy.
What a lovely guy. God, we've had such lovely guests.
Oh, God. I mean, there's just been so many.
And Sam Fox. She's nearly blinded by the bear. She's got another eye, though.
Thank God.
Eye for an eye.
I tell you what, I'm exhausted, Lizzie. So let's have a big track to play us out.
I've got to go. I'm rescuing a dog.
Yes.
So I've got to go.
And I've got a birthday party to go to.
Okay. And guys, we'll see you this time next week, darlings. Thank you for listening. Love you, Stephen.
Love you too. Good night.
I tried hard to make you want me, but we're not supposed to be. And the truth will always haunt me, even though it set me free. And my tears flow like the ocean as they floated in the breeze.
They were falling in slow motion, and they brought me to my knees. Oh, you're haunting me, taunting me, all in my brain. Turn out the light and now all that remains fills me with doubt, and I'm shouting your name out loud. Why do you wanna put me through the pain? I get the feeling I'll never escape. Fills me with doubt, and I'm shouting your name out loud. Why do you wanna put me through the pain?